Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360, Eagles Insider. Dave Spadaro joined by Joe DiCamera on this hump day at the NovaCare Complex. And the Eagles on the field today, dodging the raindrops, getting ready for the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Joe, the Eagles getting a win on Sunday up in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now 1-2. We'll talk about the NFC East in a bit. Your thoughts on a suddenly resurgent Philadelphia Eagles football team.
Yeah, it was good to see the win, Dave. No doubt about that. Obviously, it gives the Eagles an opportunity to get back into season. We know the division is there for the, you know, the taking, so to speak. It's so early, but with this division and the injury. So there's opportunity. We saw some good things from the Eagles in week three, some improvement. Obviously, some areas still to work on. Some scheme change from Chip Kelly, which I thought was interesting, Dave, with Chip slowing it down at times. Under center, with Sam Bradford under center. So it'll be interesting looking up ahead of the Washington game and beyond. The other changes we may or may not see from Chip moving forward.
And there are a lot of fluid situations with the injuries, and so we'll find out about more of that later in the week. Darren Sproles, your NFC Special Teams Player of the Week for his remarkable 89-yard punt return that really catapulted the Eagles to that big lead on Sunday. Let's get you caught up with everything going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Alex Smith, our 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. A cloudy day here at the NovaCare Complex on the last day of September as the Eagles get set to square off with Washington on Sunday. Today we heard from head coach Chip Kelly along with Sam Bradford and Zach Ertz on the challenges presented by this tough Washington defense.
You know, I think the big thing with Joe's group and Joe's, they're always sound, you know, and they don't, they're second-ranked defense in the NFL right now. They can stop the run with their guys up front. They're gigantic up front. You know, I think Knight may be the biggest inside guy in the league right now.
They're a good defense. You know, obviously I think they're second right now in total defense. You know, their front is active. You know, it seems to me that they get their hands on a lot of balls. You know, fairly similar to Atlanta in that their scheme isn't really complex, but what they do, they seem to be really good at.
And guys that are going to be physical up front, the front seven is very tough. So that those four linebackers are probably some of the best in the NFC, in my opinion. So we got to really go out there and execute.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, Washington boasts one of the top rushing attacks in the NFL at 143.7 yards per game. They are fourth in the league in rushing. And according to Connor Barwin and Fletcher Cox, they know the challenge at hand in slowing down this Washington run game.
You know, Morris is a big, tough runner. I've played against him, like you said, for a couple years now. And then the new guy, the rookie, is a big, fast guy. So we have a lot of respect for their running game. That'll be a huge challenge for us.
Well, I think they're the same, most similar backs. One cut straight downhill, you know, gang tackle those guys. They run real hard, and, you know, it's going to be competitive. You know, we got to bring our A game.
While the Eagles' offense is still clicking and looking to come together as a unit, the defense has been playing with confidence and a certain swagger, according to safety Walter Thurmond, who says that it all comes down to playing with sound technique.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has, I think the whole defense just has that confidence. You know, we know that when we don't play with sound technique, that's when we're going to get beat, you know, and obviously that kind of showed in the first game. We had just had poor technique, and they were able to get some explosive plays on us. But knowing that if we play sound football every single down, that it's going to be tough for teams to beat us.
And finally, an injury update here from South Philadelphia. Linebacker Michael Kendricks was a full participant in today's practice, while running back DeMarco Murray was limited. And linebacker Kiko Alonso still in Florida getting a second opinion on his left knee. Head coach Chip Kelly did say that Alonso should be back in town on Friday. And for all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.